This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Supernaturally Paid podcast. It is Raven Hoquette here, and we're getting ready to talk about one of my favorite things, y'all. We're going to talk about money anxiety. Now, let me first take y'all back to 2019, because 2019 is really where the Supernaturally Paid ministry was born. That was a time where I had just told, or God had just told me, so he had instructed me to shut down my business that at the time had been my most profitable business ever. So it's like, what do you mean shut down this business? Like, what am I going to do? What's the next chapter, you know, for my entrepreneurship journey? Like, what do things look like? And of course, at that time, I was still pretty much a newlywed. We had just found out that we were expecting. We had just relocated halfway across the country. So money was a huge need at the time. We had just had our wedding. I had just had like two really big conferences and events. Like, it was a lot of things that we had just done financially. And so to have God say, walk away from your business, it was just like, whoa, like, what is going on? What's the instruction for this? And so at the time, I didn't even know that money anxiety was a thing. Let me tell y'all, I didn't know that money stress was a thing. I mean, of course you would hear people complain about money and, you know, things like that, but I'm talking about money anxiety to the point that your stress about money is getting your blood pressure up. Your stress about money is causing you to not be able to sleep at night. Your stress about money is actually giving you real-time anxiety. I'm talking about your heart is racing when a bill collector calls, when the mail comes. You don't even want to check the mail because you know that it's going to be bills that make you think about how you're going to have to pay them and, you know, all these different things. So what we're going to talk about today in this podcast episode is how to rid yourself of money anxiety. This is a question that I'm telling y'all, I wish that I had the answer to back in 2019. So I'm gonna just break it down and just give y'all tips so that it's easy for y'all to follow. So tip number one to rid yourself of money anxiety is to put it all in God's hands. I cannot stress that enough. There have been so many times, especially as I've elevated in my entrepreneurial journey and I've grown, there's been so many times that, you know, different things come up that's like, wait a minute, I didn't have to deal with this in year two. So what's the strategy for this? Or what's happening, you know, with that? Or how do I get the funds for this? Like, there is a lot of opportunities that the enemy tries to present to make me anxious when it comes to finances, right? But when you put it in God's hands, you walk around with this peace. Like, seriously, this peace that surpasses understanding, that you know that whatever burden you think that you have, it's not too heavy for God. I love the scripture. I think it's in the book of Matthew that talks about, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Like, that is literally a scripture that I stand on for my finances, because, baby, you're not about to worry me to death. You're not about to stress me out. I'm not about to be having my blood pressure raised. I'm not about to be having no heart palpitations over no bills. I done already gave this all over to God, and he has it all covered. So remembering that scripture, I think, is very key. And then also 1 Peter 5:7 is one of my absolute favorites to stand on, where it talks about how any anxieties, any worries, we can hand those things over to God. So I think it's very important that for that first step, that you leave it all in God's hands and you also stand on those scriptures. Tip number two, to rid yourself of money anxiety, I need y'all to understand that God is omnipresent. It is very easy when, let's say when we have a relative that is sick in the hospital, right? In most hospitals, child, unless they didn't change up with a lot of this new age stuff, but in most hospitals, there is like a church inside of there. There's a place inside of there that you can go pray. Sometimes they call it a chapel. Sometimes they just say the prayer room. Sometimes they say the quiet room, whatever. But in most hospitals, there's a place inside of the hospital where you can go pray. And I find it shocking that anytime it's a health issue, baby, we know how to pull out that anointing oil. We know how to pray over our bodies. We know all the scriptures about health and, oh, God can do a miracle. God has the final say. We instantly know how to respond to that thing. But baby, let a financial problem pull up on you. You cowering in fear. You out here in fetal position, scared and thinking that God cannot handle that too. I need y'all to know that God being omnipresent means that he's present in your financial situation. It means that he is present in your opportunities that provide you finances. He's present in your client roster. He's present in what your job situation looks like. So you can't be out here fully trusting God with things like your health, fully trusting God with things like your marriage, fully trusting God with things like your children. But then when it comes to your finances, you act like, oh, God can't do this. No, God can do everything. God can do anything exceedingly and abundantly beyond our expectations. So another way to rid yourself of this money anxiety that the enemy wants you to so badly suffer from is to know that God is omnipresent, but to also invite him to be fully present in your financial situation. I'm telling y'all, my life got so different when I finally went to God and said, I don't want to be in charge of this. I don't want to. Not even just I surrender, but God, I don't want to handle this, God. When these big bills come in, I don't even want to look at my bank account and be like, how I'm going to pay it. I don't want to look at this. I want you to take full control. I want you to take over. I want you to have the reins, and I want to be joyful in giving this over to you. While I go over here and I rest. While I go over here and I close my eyes and I sleep in peace at night, knowing that my Father has everything under control. It's important when you look at it in that way. It's important when you've invited God into your finances. I'm telling y'all, when you invite God into your finances, you don't even stress over big monetary decisions. I was just talking to a car dealership last week, and I didn't have any type of stress associated with that because God had already told me what the process will look like. He said, pick this year. This is the kind of car. This is how I want you to do the financing. This is how much I want y'all to put down. If this was me 5 years ago, I would have been, how I'm going to do this? Oh my goodness. Should I try to lower the payment? Should I put more down? I would have been stressing and probably at a dealership for 5 hours dealing with all of this. This deal didn't got done in 5 minutes. Because God then already given me the way. He's in charge of this. I'm not stressing over any aspect of my finances because I know that God is present in my finances. So you have to remember that, because when you don't remember that, it's easy for things to happen and you feel like you're just adulting. That's why I don't even use that term. I'm not out here adulting. I got me a daddy up in heaven, okay? I got me a daddy that's taking care of all of these bills. I got me a daddy that's handling everything. I got me a daddy that's rich. Like, I ain't worried about nothing. And think about it. Let's think about it from an earthly standpoint of your father that's here on earth, right? If you had a father, let's say that owned the most successful company in the world. I'm talking about y'all are filthy rich. Y'all got billions on billions on billions. Would you be like not losing sleep at night over a bill? Never. Because you would know, okay, let me call up my daddy right quick. He gonna handle this. He got this covered. He gonna put some money in my account. He gonna wire it to me. He gonna send his assistant to pull up with it. You would know that. Why do we not look at God in that same realm? He has more money than the person that owns the most successful company in the world. The Bank of Heaven does not overdraft. I say that all the time. When you look at it and you understand that you're God's child, when you understand that you are an heir, when you understand that God said there shall be no poor among you, when you understand Philippians 4:19, when God said I will supply all of your needs, when you understand Philippians 4:6 that says be anxious for nothing, you will literally free yourself from that spirit of money anxiety. The devil won't be able to play with you with that, because you'll know what God says about money. You'll know what God says about finances. I'm going to go into tip number 3 to rid yourself of money anxiety. And this might surprise you guys, but tip number 3 is very simple. Your actions. It's easy for God to tell us he's going to provide that house. It's easy for God to tell us he's going to provide that business. He's going to provide that car. He's going to provide that overflow. But then guess what? Then we start to let our minds come in.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Well, if you provide this 5-bedroom house, if you provide, you know, that real nice car that I've been saying that I wanted, my expenses are going to go up. My bills are going to go up. My maintenance costs on my home is going to go up because now I have a bigger home. Guess what? Now you have a bigger opportunity to trust God even more because now you don't live in that 1-bedroom apartment anymore. Now you don't have that car that's paid off, or now you don't have that car that is low on maintenance. So now you have an opportunity to trust God like you've never trusted God before. I find that the more I say yes to God doing something in my finances, the more that I obey. Because let me tell y'all, I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. There was a specific car that I had in mind, right? And it's a nice car. It's not no, you know, hoopty type of car. It's a nice car. But it's a downgrade when you think about the brand. It's a downgrade from some of the other cars that I've driven over the last 10 years, right? And so every time I would reach out to dealerships, I would try to get this car, I just would keep feeling like God was blocking this. I mean, at one point, the dealer did not even call me back. And these people operate on commission. So what do you mean you're not calling me back? Especially in the midst of a slow season. But I felt like, okay, God, I hear you. And I remember a few weeks ago, I was talking to God in the shower, actually. I was talking to him and he said, you know the car that y'all are supposed to get. Literally put it in front of my face. Like I'm talking about, showed me the visual. When I got out of the house, I saw 5 of these cars within like 5 minutes. I mean, everything, all the confirmation was there that this is the decision that he's wanting us to make. And did it make me feel a little bit uncomfortable at first? I was like, you know, I'm not really sure about this. You know, I don't really know. But I find that the more that I say yes to God doing things in my life, now the more evidence I have that he can provide, the more evidence that I have that he is Jehovah Jireh, the more evidence that I have that he is faithful, the more evidence that I have that he's covenant keeping, the more evidence that I have that he is promise keeping. If you keep getting scared and balling up in a fetal position every time God tells you to do something financially and says, I got you, how are you ever going to expect to see the hand of God? Y'all are talking to somebody that when I got my very first apartment, because God told me to get this apartment, I thought I was doing just fine in my mother's house. I was cool. But God said, no, it's time to leave. It's time to go and step out and get your own apartment. I will provide for you. This is what God told me in Christmas of 2011. Mind y'all, Christmas of 2011 was one of my brokest moments. I had just left my job 4 months ago. I had depleted through all my savings. Didn't know how I was going to make ends meet. I was living at my mom's house and I remember my mother saying, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, pots and pans. She said, we have pots and pans here. Why are you asking for pots and pans? I said, at this time next year, I'm not going to be living here. So I'm asking you to get me pots and pans for my apartment. She bought me pots and pans. I'll never forget what they looked like. They were stainless steel and had a little like red handle on them, right? So she bought me these pots and pans. And as the year is going on, now we're in 2012, I don't see how I can get this done. I've depleted through all my savings. I'm jacking up my credit because I'm late on bills. I'm constantly having to ask for extensions on my car payment. I don't see how a way is going to be made. So then I say, you know what? Let me reach out to my friends and see if I can get a roommate situation going. Reached out to one of my friends. We agreed that we were going to move in together. And then she said, well, I think I'm going to move in with my sister. Now she's a twin, so how I'm a compete with that? They moved in together. So that opportunity was out the window. A few months later, talked to another one of my friends. This is one of my closest friends. I'm like, okay, we good. We're going to get this apartment together. We start looking at apartments. We go to an apartment complex that we love. We're getting ready to put in an application. And she says, well, my boyfriend asked me to move in with him. Again, how I'm going to compete with that? So I'm like, God, you told me that I wasn't going to be living here. I don't know what to do. This time is just moving away. And I don't see, God said, I said nothing about a roommate. Nothing. But this was me trying to set things up financially to make it more quote unquote comfortable for me. So God said, I told you to get an apartment. I told you to move out. I told you that it was time to start living on your own, not time to start living with a roommate. So I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. So he says, I've already shown you the apartment complex. Go and apply. Do y'all know I looked at my bank account? I didn't even have the money in my bank account at the time to afford the application. This was a $35 application fee that I had to borrow in 2012. So I remember going in to fill out the application and I said, God, if this is you, because y'all know I wasn't where I am now in my journey, right? So I said, God, if this is you, I'm believing that you'll come through. I'm believing that you'll get me approved. I'm believing that you'll make a way for me to pay the security deposit. You'll make a way for me to pay my rent. I'm believing that there won't be any interruptions in my rent. There won't be any evictions. There won't be any embarrassing moments. I'm believing that I will not have to go back home and live with my mother. I'm believing that I'm out and I'm out for good. This is what I am believing. So I got the $35. I think I actually borrowed it from my mother. Don't even think I told her what it was for. I got approved at the apartment complex. And this was like around like July of 2012. And my move-in date, it was like the very end of July. So my move-in date was like October 1st. Y'all, it was like September 20th. And I still did not know how I was going to pay to move in for my first month's rent. I still had an overdrawn bank account. My business was still very rocky. Things, you know, still like weren't very great at the time. This was like my first year self-employed. So you can imagine that things were kind of tight and, you know, trying to figure things out and all of that good stuff, y'all. Why did like the 28th of September, y'all know September only got 30 days in it. Why did like the 28th of September, God came through and provided so well that I could have paid my rent months in advance if I wanted to. I was able to fully furnish my apartment. I didn't have to have no apartment that I'm 6 months into my lease and I'm sleeping on an air mattress. Like, God made a way to do all these things, but I trusted him. I went to the apartment and signed a lease when I didn't have the money in my bank account. I went to an apartment and I signed a lease when I could not even afford the application fee. God is asking you in this moment of your money anxiety, do you trust me to do what you don't see just yet? Do you trust me to do what I said that I was going to do? Do you trust me to be the Jehovah Jireh that I say that I am? Do you believe me when I say that I can come through for you, even if it's the 11th hour? I'm going to come through and I'm going to do it. So making actions like that, because that's the thing. God can tell you to do something, but it's up to you to physically go into that office and sign that lease. It's up to you to physically book that contract to get your event at a certain venue before people show up and come through and buy tickets. It's up to you to do that. So that is something that has really helped to completely free me and deliver me from money anxiety over the years, because I've taken all these actions of saying yes to God. I've taken all these actions of saying yes and seeing God come through later, when in the moment that I said yes, I had no idea how he was going to do it. So my answer to you, my last tip to you to rid yourself of money anxiety is say yes more. Stop running from God when he tells you that he's going to provide. Stop canceling out the decision because you don't understand how God is going to make a way. We got to stop being worried about the how and completely focus on the who. That's your bonus tip right there. If you stop worrying about the how and you focus on the who, I'm telling you, God is going to set things up for you. I'm telling you, money anxiety is not going to be able to pull up on you, because on sight, The enemy is going, no, dang, I can't even threaten her with this no more. I can't even bother her with this anymore. So those are my tips to help you guys rid yourself and free yourself and be delivered from money anxiety. I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. Do not forget to make sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss out on any episodes of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. I am so grateful that y'all have listened to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, y'all know I love when y'all leave me a 5-star review and also share some of your feedback from the podcast episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and make sure that you share the Supernaturally Paid podcast with a friend.